You are listening to the Dave D and OB podcast with Dave Dorenzo and Mike O'Brien.
What you're about to hear is an experiment in podcasting.
Every time we get together, we're happy, although today there's a little bit of a pall over it. I'm Dave Dorenzo. That's Mike O'Brien over there. What up, Mike?
How you doing, sir?
Well, I was better about, a couple hours ago.
Not too long ago, right?
We just found out the news that Linkin Park's Chester Bennington, according to TMZ, hanged himself and committed suicide. They found his body at about 9 o'clock this morning, and it sort of cast a shadow over a lot of things that were happening today with another stark reminder that life is short and that mental health issues are everywhere.
And you can't even blame 2016 for this one, but it just seems to be another in a long line of singers, performers, artists gone too soon. And like you said, mental health issues, drug addiction issues, obviously.
It's still very early. Yeah. We don't know exactly what caused it, but he has said in the past that this was something that he considered just because of the way that his life had turned out, substance abuse issues, physical abuse issues, and just a whole host of problems.
Indeed. So, and I guess for me, the most tragic part of the story is he's a father of six. And so, six children left behind, and friends, family, and all his fans from around the world, and the fans of Linkin Park. So, again, a tough morning, a tough day. And, I think everyone at this point just wants to know why.
And deep condolences to Linkin Park's family, friends, and music fans everywhere. Well, there's really no easy way to transition from death to what we do.
The hard, hard segue.
So, okay, there it is. Admittedly, there's no easy way to do it, so let's just move on, and we've said what there is to say.
Yes, there is. And so we move on to our next topic. And for me, it's in the music realm, and I've tweeted about this last week as The Defined Ones, a four-part documentary on HBO aired last week, and it was something I wanted to see. It wasn't must-see TV, but I happened to land on it early in the series, and I was immediately enthralled. For those of you who don't know the story, it really is the story and the tale of Dr. Dre and Jimmy Iovine, who ran Interscope Records, and so it follows the two of them through, the path of NWA, from when Dr. Dre was on his own to forming Beats and now basically running Apple Music. And before you say, rap genre, I don't care about that, Jimmy Iovine worked with early Bruce Springsteen, Stevie Nicks, U2, No Doubt, Nine Inch Nails, Lady Gaga.
The biggest names in the industry.
Like, you can't talk about music in the last 3 decades in any genre without talking about Interscope Records. And not only was he in Interscope Records, the label for some of the biggest bands at the times, but they also sold a headphone company for $3 billion and run Apple Music now. So it's just an amazing story. And it got me thinking, if I had my own record label, who would I want on my label? Who would I want to work with? The biggest bands, the coolest bands, maybe the lesser known bands that, kind of rose to prominence and would just be cool to work with them. And I've been rattling around this idea in my head for the last couple of days.
So as, like a draft, you mean?
Like almost
the
like a draft.
OB Records draft.
OB Records, Moby Music Records, top three. If I could start this label with three bands or have it on my label at some point, who would I want to work with? Okay. And I pose a question to you as well.
All right. I like this. Now, let's set some rules and guidelines because obviously, both of us would fight over having the Beatles.
Beatles sure.
are a little bit too old for what we're thinking about right now. Right.
Well, this is Max 102. It's the rock hits of the 80s and more. So let's take it from 1980 to 1999.
Okay.
So 2 decades.
You've got 20 years. You have a record label for 20 years, starting in 1980, going to 1999. This is your artist. You get what along with it?
You get to work with these artists. You get the, the residuals, the revenue, the record sales, what have you. You get to be a part of perhaps on who you pick, maybe the rising of a cultural phenomenon or a particular genre. But you also have to factor in maybe the drama or not so positive things that come into play.
Right.
Like, for example, I'm going to throw this out here. if you're working with Guns N' Roses, the biggest band in the early mid-90s, but you have to deal with Axl and all the drama that encompassed that. So pick, but tread carefully.
That's a whole lot of headaches coming your way. If you
exactly.
Guns
but
Roses.
You want to work with Guns N' Roses during their heyday for however long it was. What, 7 years?
Yeah.
5, 7 years?
All right. I like it. Okay. So here's what we're going to do. It's your idea. So we're going to do it fantasy draft style. That means you get to pick first, and okay. then we will ping pong back and forth. How many are we talking? Three?
Let's
five?
Let's do three.
Okay.
I think that will take us through.
Fair enough.
I'm starting off number three, and they have not only spanned.
Well, so wait, they can't. Now be careful, because I said this is fantasy draft style. So don't pick your third favorite, because I might steal what might be your favorite. So
I understand. I understand.
Okay.
I don't think we're going to cross paths very much.
Okay.
But I'm going to pick number three. Now they relate to the game. Actually, you know what? I take it back because I want to lay a good base.
Mm-hmm.
All right. These guys came in. Late 80s, early 90s.
You're taking Ace of Base, aren't you?
I'm not taking Ace of Base, though I saw the sign and it did open up my eyes. But, and they still have the success today. Granted, it doesn't count, but they have been around for decades. They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and they kind of made the metal genre mainstream.
Woo.
And I'm going with Metallica.
Whoa!
Right off the bat.
Well, now I got to cross one off my list. Okay. OB Records has Metallica.
Metallica.
Dorenzo Records will start with one of the biggest names in music history. And I want, like you, to set up a good base. So I want the money coming in. We'll call this the tent post pick.
Okay.
You know, it's like the movie theaters. They release that one big summer blockbuster that makes all the money, and then they can do their little side projects after that.
Sure.
So my pick is Michael Jackson.
Yeah. I focused more on the groups and the individuals, and I don't know why, but that's a great pick.
Yeah. And I know there would be headaches and lawsuits coming your way at the end of that, but you know, starting in 1980
really,
and moving forward, that's just
when did that all come? Was that 2000s or was that 90s?
It's 90s.
Nineties. Yeah. That's when the drama
but there's
started.
Still, at least it like he dominated a decade. And
you have
had
Thriller.
Right.
You have Captain EO down at Disney. I mean, really, the peak. Right.
The absolute apex with Captain EO. Everything is downhill
after that.
Okay, so you have Metallica, I have Michael Jackson, and that's two radically different directions that we both went in.
Indeed. I wanted to go Aerosmith, but I feel like their peak was late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, Sweet Emotion and all those great songs. You had Love in an Elevator.
They had the 80s resurgence, but it wasn't quite as big as they
right.
were in the
70s. Right, so when you think of Aerosmith, I put them in the 80s, so I crossed them off the list. So I'm going to go with someone who maybe had a little more relevance in the 80s and 90s, and I'm going an individual as well. I'm going Tom Petty.
Whoa.
And the Heartbreakers.
All right. I love Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's a fine pick.
Thank you.
Didn't make my list.
Didn't make your list? I feel like to be fair, I'm in sports. You're in music. I feel like you're going to...
No.
You're going to beat me down with this
What
list.
You have is you're coming at it from a fan perspective, and I'm coming at it from a financial perspective.
Okay.
And both of those are fine. For my second pick, it is, without a doubt, one of my favorite bands, a band that I can listen to every week at least, if not every day. I love a lot of their albums. I've seen them in concert a handful of times, and every time they've killed. Plus, they had one of the biggest selling albums of all time, so I get the best of both worlds. One of my favorite bands, and I get the album sales and residuals, too. AC/DC.
AC/DC did not make my list.
1980s Back in Black could pay for just everything that I wanted to do for my entire life, and the residuals based on that. So I love it. And to recap, you've chosen Metallica and Tom Petty, and I've gone Michael Jackson and AC/DC for our record labels.
And I'm going to go, this is not a number one pick. This is just, do I balance it out? Because here are some bands I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Honorable mention.
Pearl Jam.
Yes.
Probably, if we're doing a 90s only draft, they're probably...
On my list as well.
Probably on the list.
They sell out every concert they ever do, and they tour a lot. You can't not think Pearl Jam.
R.E.M. is on the list.
Mm-hmm.
Van Halen. I even threw Def Leppard. Green Day was in there as well. Black Crowes, that's a personal favorite. Dave Matthews Band, thought of, but again, they came too late. For someone that is spanning the 80s and 90s,
mm-hmm.
and actually still kind of doing it today... What about Bon Jovi?
Yes. He is another one of those that you announce a Bon Jovi concert, boom, it sells out. It's done. still wildly popular, string of number one hits. That's a great selection, Mike O'Brien.
Selection. As soon as I said that, same initials. Now I want to pick Billy Joel, but I'm going to stick with Bon Jovi. I'm going to stick with Bon Jovi. Can you have any different than Metallica, Tom Petty, and Bon Jovi?
They are three sides of a very, very awesome coin.
It's a three-sided coin.
That's that record, if you had those three on your record label, you'd still be making money 40 years from now. Those are all good
picks. You still listen to those. I mean, yes. When they pop, you're still listening. Are you changing the channel when any of those guys come on?
Hell no.
Okay.
My third pick, I had a lot of honorable mentions, as did you. Def Leppard made my list. Pearl Jam made my list. Black Crowes also made my list, as did ZZ Top and U2. But when Bono put an album on my phone without asking, that's when I lost U2.
Well, I mean, Interscope had U2 already, so we can't.
Good. They didn't make my list.
Yeah, so there you go. So who's number one?
I would go for another personal fan favorite. Okay? Now, this is, again, has nothing to do with anything other than I love this band.
So this is your baby. This is your passion. The other two, they're raking in dollars for you. This one, this is close to the heart.
Right.
Okay.
This is a band that I've spent a lot of quality time with through the years. They are ZZ Top.
ZZ Top.
You know what? I know that they had biggest hits in the 1980s, but I celebrate the entire ZZ Top catalog, and I regret nothing about that choice. They are my boys. We've grown up together. And I've seen them in concert 3-5 times, and every time they've just made me so happy. So I've got my moneymaker with Michael Jackson, keeping the ladies happy. I've got one of my favorite bands with AC/DC for the dudes out there. And then I got my pick. I got ZZ Top.
So I like it.
I'm all good.
So what was mine? Metallica, Tom Petty, and Bon Jovi. God, I'm looking at this list right now. There's so many good bands and groups.
And not only that, you could put together a hell of a festival with yours.
I know. Well, I mean, I'm thinking of other genres like Beastie Boys, Tribe Called Quest, mm-hmm. R.E.M. They're just a little too down for me. Radiohead, Nirvana, did they come too late? Nirvana, did they do it long enough? I don't know. I could go back and probably redraft three different groups or bands and still be happy.
And there's no wrong answers either. I'm Dave Dorenzo. He's Mike O'Brien. And we're both very rich men right now.
In theory. Maybe someday.
Thank you for listening to the Dave D and OB podcast with Dave Dorenzo and Mike O'Brien at Max 1023.com.